Interviewed, is it, oh, Ashmore? Yep. First, I'll interview and talk with Travis Ashmore about this wonderful opportunity for many people who have not had the chance to read Last Unicorn or indeed meet the author, Peter S. Beagle. You've brought both to town. Talk to me a little bit, Travis, about how, where did this come from? Whose idea was this?
Well, this was actually started by a very far out idea from my boss, Mr. Connor Cochran, who had the notion that there might be a huge cult following for this film, and it turns out he's right. So he tested out a screening of the film in a few locations several years ago and said, you know, I think if we really put our focus in here, we might be able to really do some amazing things by bringing this film back into the forefront for people and sharing it with more generations. So we started back in 2016 as a official tour, taking Peter across the country one screening at a time. It's proven Connor's notions to be absolutely true. We have a consistency of almost 90% sellout shows with the proper advanced promotional efforts, and we are so excited to be here in Lawrence. I found out that we were going to be playing Kansas several months ago, and I spoke with our booking agent and said, if there's any place that we need to be in Kansas, it must be Lawrence, Kansas.
It's one thing for many of us to be reacquainted with The Last Unicorn and other works by Peter, but talk to so many who have yet to come to the faith.
Well, you know, I would say that this, you know, I've shared this with many people, that The Last Unicorn is one of those very rare stories that's had the opportunity to be told over the course of generations through different platforms. So there are people that became introduced to the story back in 1968 as a book. Then, of course, there's some people that from the second generation that became introduced to the film, which they're going to be seeing tonight at Liberty Hall. And then there's a younger generation that became recently acquainted from a graphic novel version of the book produced by IDW. And we are continuing this tradition of changing platforms and introducing it to more generations to come, because we have on the table currently a Broadway musical in the works. Wow. And also a live-action version of the film that is currently in the plans.
Makes you wonder why this hasn't happened long since.
Well, I think that there's a lot of history about some difficulties that The Last Unicorn had during its production as a film and getting off the ground, and it didn't have all the type of funding it needed to have to really have the right publicity when it came out. But the reality is that once it hit home video, it's just touched so many hearts and souls that it's remarkable to see the big turnout, where people have become so excited that they finally get to see it on the big screen the way it was meant to be seen.
Now, for you personally, there must have been a time when you did not know the name, you did not know the book, and it's all been a new adventure for you.
No, actually, I was raised on this film. It was something that, you know, many people have their own sad stories about growing up, and of course, I'm no different, and I think The Last Unicorn was a wonderful escape for me. I was probably known as the kid in my hometown that was at the video store that always would rent The Last Unicorn, and if it was checked out, the employees would scatter like cockroaches because they didn't want to break the news to me. So for me, it's always been a great escape moment and helped me through a lot of hard times, and I know that I'm not alone there, and I know that it's, just for me personally, it's such a pleasure and comes a little bit full circle for me to be a part of this whole process to help bring this story into the lives of more that might have those same things going on and find some happiness and some magic in their lives again.